So hopper cars were quite an improvement.
Oh yeah, they were a big improvement. Big improvement from the time they left the country elevators and out in the prairie till they got into the system here. They couldn't steal the grain very well.
Who's the they?
The people who lived alongside the railroad track in the different places. In the old days, when I was working the yards and even yards, mostly boxcars. There was no hopper cars. Only in 1 year when we had a lot of trouble. I just forget the reason for it, but they used a bunch of coal cars as hopper cars, and they used to made a wooden top for them. These are coal cars, coal hopper cars, mm-hmm. And they were pretty rough and ready. But they used them for one season. I don't know when, on account of something to do with the weather, I guess, or it could be we had a lot of frozen grain that had to be dried, or there was some purpose. Mm-hmm. But when these other big tank cars come, the real hopper cars, they got the bottom slides to open to let the grain out. Well, if you opened it up to get to steal any grain, it just kept running. So there'd be an awful mess, wouldn't there? Or with the box cars, you should drill holes in the bottom and run the grain out into what they're going to steal it with, then put a plug back in.
So was this in town, or was this all the way along? Oh, that
would be anywhere. To my knowledge, it was way out of town, because when I'm checking at Neben Yards, these things are already happened. Mm-hmm. So they could have happened anywhere that the train stopped for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. But more than likely, west of Manitoba, Saskatchewan, something like that.